the U.S. Army successfully conducted a double-shot test strike using a new long-range missile. The military branch is testing the new weapon in hopes of replacing its tactical missile system. For the last 30 years or so, the Army relied on ATACMS to be the workhorse for long-range precision strikes. During a November test in White Sands, New Mexico, the military force proved its new long-range missile, the Precision Strike Missile, is a capable replacement. Ukraine has requested the U.S. send ATACMS to help with the war front against Russia. President Joe Biden has made an effort to send as many of the munitions as he can to Ukraine before he's out of office. However, there is hesitation as to how Russia might react if Ukraine receives an influx of ATACMS. There are also concerns the U.S. doesn't have enough of the munitions for itself in the event of a greater war. ATACMS was based on Cold War tech, and in the era of great power competition, which means a fight with a nation like China, the Army needed to find a new, improved solution. Lockheed Martin developed the PRSM to be the next-generation long-range surface-to-surface weapon. It can use advanced GPS for guidance and is resistant to electronic interference. Its published range is at least 310 miles, much further than the ATACMS max range of 180-190 miles. The PRSM is also slimmer than the ATACMS, which means the Army can fit two rounds into each launching pod. Those pods are compatible with a couple of different vehicles in the Army's inventory. In late November, the Army and Lockheed performed the first successful test of the PRSM's double-shot capability. It was also the first time a PRSM was fired from a crewed vehicle. Earlier this year, the Army successfully test-fired two PRSMs from an autonomous multi-domain launcher during Valiant Shield exercises in the Pacific. Each missile hit a moving target at sea. Lockheed started delivering the first PRSMs to the Army in late 2023. The service branch is expected to make a production decision on the PRSM by late 2025, meaning it will decide how many PRSMs the Army will need in the coming years. The decision will likely include multiple variants of the weapon, some with added lethality and others with extended range. The Army announced during an AUSA event in early December that it wants a variant of the PRSM with a range of more than 620 miles, reporters confirmed. The Army was able to develop the munition after the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty between the U.S. and Russia collapsed in 2019.